Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show, and we are live here in the KRFY studios with the morning show with Chris and Susie. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And we have a special morning show. This is the membership week.
Membership drive week, yeah.
And what's going on this week?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Our three morning shows are devoted to talking about the radio station, what the radio station does. We're talking with broadcasters. We're talking with listener guests. We're talking with underwriters. And we are going to wrap up the week with a 2 days of doors open. Anybody can come in and visit us for an open house with a lot of special programming.
And we really hope people come up because it's really kind of fun to be in the studio and see what's going on. The other day, a couple young children came up and I showed them the studio and they were like, wow, that's the radio station. So it's really, we're broadcasting here at 323 North First Avenue, and we hope people come up on Friday and Saturday. The station will be broadcasting live for 2 days, yeah. From 8 to 8. So
from 8 to 8, we'll have a ton of people in here. We'll have musical guests. We're going to have people telling why they listen to KRFY radio. We're going to have underwriters telling us why they support it. So we're going to have some giveaways, I believe. We got some stuff to give
away.
We
do. Yeah. We have some signed Viggo Mortensen stuff.
Yeah.
Books and CDs.
Yeah. And we have at least a couple of Keoki books.
Oh, good. Yeah. And we have some gift certificates to the Floating Restaurant.
And maybe we'll throw in a t-shirt or two to give away,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, this is really a time to celebrate that the fact that we have community radio station right here in North Idaho, and the fact that we also can stream it all over the world. We have people listening probably right now in Italy, for all we know.
Yeah, for all we know.
For all we know. Anyways,
or Russia. They could be in Russia.
Yeah, and we have guests in the studio today.
They're listening to a lot of stuff, I understand.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. Actually, you're right.
And we do have guests. Our listener guest is Steve Sanchez. Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we have our broadcaster guest here, who is a guy that usually gets up really early in the morning, Bernie Moser. Hey, Bernie.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning,
Steve.
Host of
An Easy Wednesday Morning.
And he was down here this morning, even though we were off the air a little bit of the time. People could still hear you streaming, and let's just say that a few times. If we're ever off the air on your radio, you can go to your computer and go to krfy.org and stream us.
And we have been having an intermittent glitch mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. we're trying to stamp out right now.
Yep, we're going to work really hard to get that very set in place.
Yeah,
and change.
And that has to do with the internet connection, and we're very cognizant of it, and usually it takes the radio station off the air for just a minute or two. Mm-hmm. So if you do lose us, hang in there for just a minute or two, and we'll probably get it back up.
And as they say, stay tuned. we also, later on in the show, we'll have our board president, Charlie Parrish, who's been with the radio station since the beginning, a true supporter of what we do. But really, this is a week to celebrate the station and to garner support and gain support from our current members to renew and new members. You know, didn't the Reader do a kind of a little survey, and we found out that KRFY is the most listened to station in our area?
By the folks that took the survey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say that KPND has a much larger broadcast area,
mm-hmm.
so they certainly reach more people. And KPND is a great radio station. They've been around for a long
time.
It
is. We actually rent from their tower.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we're kind of like, you know.
Friends,
partners, brothers, sisters, something like that.
Okay.
So, like that. Susie, before we dive into talking about radio station stuff, as we're going to be this morning.
What, do you want to hear the weather?
Yeah, tell us what's up with the weather.
From the National Weather Service, currently 59 degrees. Today, we can expect mostly sunny with a high of 87. Really warm day. And then we're going to kind of change a little bit. Tonight, 30% chance of showers, low of 60. And on Thursday and Friday and on, it's 30 to 50% chance of showers throughout the next few days with highs in the 74 and lows 44. So you know.
Yeah, it's kind of the yo-yo effect here. Mm-hmm. Really warm, and then it gets relatively cool. And, of course, we've been getting a lot of precipitation. A couple other things going on outside. We're looking for a full moon to happen on Friday. And actually, if you look at the full moon and to the right of it, you'll see Saturn is a bright-looking star. So that's something to look for the next few days, if we have clear skies for that. Of course, it's really looking pretty full right now as it comes up. Sunrise this morning was at 4:50 a.m. It'll set at 8:37 p.m. We're still gaining daylight, and over the course of the past 7 days, with the days getting longer, we've added 10 minutes of daylight per day. That's always good news, especially for the farmers, right, Bernie?
That's right. That's right. And the moon was beautiful when it went down this morning.
Yeah, it was beautiful coming up last night. I saw it coming up. So. Right. We're at both ends of the spectrum. And the lake is nearing full pool. It's not there yet. It's at 2060.86, so it's actually got a little over a foot or so to go. It's come up 1.2 feet the past 7 days. Still getting a lot of runoff down from the mountains. The Priest River is still flowing quite high. It's at 5780 cubic feet per second, and that's down from a high of 6,500 on Friday. The Moye River has come down quite a bit over just the course of the past week. It's now at 2730 CFS. A week ago, it was at 4300 CFS. That's still really good whitewater for the whitewater fans out there. I had a friend that was out on the Moye on Sunday, and I had a great time. So, and, of course, things going on around town. Let's touch on that, because there's some stuff going on you cannot miss if you're in town. The street reversion is underway.
That's right. Have we heard when they're actually going to do the flip the switch for the rest of it?
Well, they got to do it kind of one street at a time, and they've already accomplished 5th. 5th Avenue now is a two-way street. It's been one way for darn near, you know, over 30 years. And so you can go both, north and south on 5th now. You can no longer make a left turn at the end of 5th onto Pine Street. That is now, they had that going temporarily. The plan was to make a no left turn off of 5th onto Pine because they're turning Church into a two-way street. So now if you're headed down 5th and you want to take a left turn into town or to head out towards the Long Bridge, you're going to have to turn at Church Street. Of course, you can turn before that. You'll be able to turn down Cedar or Oak as well. So you'll have three choices to get down to First Avenue and hang a right and go on out of town.
So they probably have really good signs that say if you want to go south on 95, turn here.
It's really confusing right now for a lot of drivers because not only is the reversion going to take some getting used to, all the construction, and there's some temporary things going on that'll be removed when they complete the reversion. They have also reverted now Pine Street. So Pine is now two-way all the way up to 4th Avenue. There's one stretch where it's still one-way from 4th to 5th, and that's because they wanted to make the turn onto 5th for people coming from Priest River Highway 2 with no signal. So now those people will be able to make a left turn to come down 5th or proceed straight down Pine. There will be no signal there. And this is an interesting fact about the reversion, is that the net effect is that they're going to remove two stoplights.
And they just removed the one on 2nd and Cedar.
On 2nd and Cedar, right. So that one's gone, and the one it's Pine and 5th is gone. We're gaining one at Church, but they're also removing a couple of days ago, the stoplight that was at Pine and 1st.
I'm confused, but
did you get all that?
It's a lot of changes. I guess the bottom line is keep your head up, drive very slowly and cautiously.
Look both ways.
You look both ways.
You
now.
Get used to not looking both ways on 5th or Church, and there's cars going to be going both ways now.
And they're very close now to making Cedar and 1st, to flipping the switch on Cedar and 1st. And if you, in fact, if I just came in, we're on 1st Avenue with our studio here. So coming in, I noticed they've marked the diagonal parking that will now be. So another effect here is we're going to actually have more parking when this goes through. We're gaining some parking. So it's kind of a painful period right now. A lot of people are griping about it, and you do have to be really careful.
So what was the bottom line, Chris? You follow the civic stream of thought here in our community quite a bit. What was the bottom line of why we did this?
Well, they're not doing it just for fun or just because they think it's going to make it better for tourists. They're doing it because Highway 2 coming from Priest River is controlled by the Idaho Transportation Department. The official route through town when Highway 95 was coming through town was to come down Pine, get on First, where the official route for Highway 91 was, then go down First to Cedar, and then out Cedar back to Fifth. So to stay on the official highway route from Highway 2, you had to come down into town. You had to come down First, turn left onto, you had to come down Pine, turn left onto First, and then turn left again onto Cedar, and to stay on that route. And the state has continued to control that route through town. Well, with Highway 95 moving out of town, we didn't need to route the Highway 2 traffic that way anymore. So they shortened it up. The official Highway 2 route now is down Fifth Avenue.
So this was part of the bypass big plan.
Well, it was made possible by the bypass. And what now happens is with Highway 2 no longer looping down First, Pine, Cedar, it's going to allow the city to take control of those streets back. They'll be able to execute a redesign, which will be undergoing. They'll be underway with that in just the over the course of the next couple of years. They're going to have wider sidewalks. They'll be able to have sidewalk cafes. They'll be able to have additional parking. They'll be able to put in trees. They'll be able to do things that the state was saying you can't do that prior. So the city's actually getting control of the streets back. And if you want to see more about the plans for the downtown, there's actually a website from the prime contractor that's doing the engineering, Century West Engineering. It's at sandpointstreets.com. So go there if you want to see what kind of changes are in store. Those will actually be underway over the next couple of years. The painful part right now is changing the traffic patterns.
I think because we have the city people come on quite a bit on the Wednesday morning show, I think we should have Jennifer Stapleton, the administrator, and Shelby, the mayor, come on here pretty soon in the next couple of weeks and talk about it.
Yeah,
you know, see what's going on, how it has been for them to deal with this. I do know they have a great website that does talk about it. And if you have comments or need questions answered, you can. But the bottom line is, for us people that have been here for a while, it's different. But if you're coming new, this is just what it is, but use caution. Look both ways. It will make a difference.
Yeah, slow down. Definitely got to slow down when you're coming into town. And that's what we know about that.
Okay, that was a good explanation, kind of there. So let's get to celebrating KRFY and our community radio station here in North Idaho. We have guests again, Steve Sanchez as our listener member. Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Let's just get to what some of the reasons that you support KRFY. How did you come to find us? I know that you haven't been here forever. And how does community radio speak to you, and what do you like about us?
Well, I moved to Sandpoint. My wife and I moved here from Alaska about 10 years ago. And we lived in Alaska for a couple of years. And community radio is a big part of Alaska. Alaska has a Alaska public radio system where every town community has a public radio station, and it's actually considered part of the public safety communication system. And in the little town that we lived in called Talkeetna, they had KTNA, which was a public radio station that we supported and listened to all the time. And when we moved to Sandpoint, of course, picking up the local paper and finding out that the very beginning of KRFY was starting to form. There was a my understanding was a change in the FCC rules on locally owned low power radio stations, and which facilitated allowing a little public radio station to come to Sandpoint. And again, it's a great community resource. The local news, the locally produced shows like Bernie's show in the morning, like Jason Munsky's show in the evening on, I think it's Thursday evening, are just fantastic. And it's great to listen to locally produced, locally run radio station again.
And so you see the value in having this station here. Do you? And you probably, coming from Alaska, understand the importance of the listeners' involvement in supporting community radio.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, 100% listener-supported community radio. I mean, that's essential to have the listener supporting this station. And, you know, we thank all the listeners that listen and that call in or that donate to KRFY.
Do you know some of the ways people can donate?
Susie likes to make it a test, so.
Well,
I'm seeing if you're paying attention.
On the website, KRFY.org, there's a button that says donate now. I was actually just on there just a few days ago, and I donated to KRFY. It goes through PayPal. And you can choose any denomination, and you become a member listener of KRFY by donating. And it's a great feeling. It's also a nonprofit, so it's a tax-deductible donation. And it goes to, you know, like I said, such a great community resource.
I always like to think if all of the people that love the station and listen to it became supporters through a donation, that would make a huge difference. And I think we have great members. And so this time, the celebration of KRFY week and the upcoming two-day membership drive is an opportunity for current members to renew and new members and new listeners to call in and or go to our website and donate.
You can do that right now.
Absolutely.
You can go to krfy.org and click on the donate button that's right there on the first page.
Yesterday, during the morning show, a donation came through. I just happened to go to the website or to the place where the donations come through, mm-hmm. our email, and there a donation. In fact, it was Steve Sanchez. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for being a valued KRFY listener and member.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And so, Steve, what brought you to Sandpoint?
My wife was offered a position up at Schweitzer Mountain Resort. We had never heard of Sandpoint before. We were actually in Grand Denali Lodge in Denali National Park on a tour. We were tour directors in Alaska, and she was on the phone interviewing with the interview manager, the hiring manager, and they offered her the position. And we said, wonderful, great, Sandpoint, where's that? And so we moved here the fall of 2007, and I didn't have any friends or contacts, family in the area. I started going around and collecting applications at Walmart, Home Depot, McDonald's, and my wife said, well, why don't you look for a job in your field? I have a double degree in mathematics and computer science, and I applied for a job at Coldwater Creek, and I ended up working there for 3 years, made a tremendous amount of friends there. Several of them are still in the community, and my wife now works for a company called Sandpoint Property Management, and I work for I'm a network administrator and facilities manager for Pondere Surgery Center, which is in Pondere. It's a great ambulatory surgery center. It's been open since 2009, and we have a great team there as well.
Mm-hmm. Just want to send a shout out to Sandpoint Property Management, one of our valued KRFY underwriters. So since you mentioned it,
exactly.
I say thank you to them. Mm-hmm. And you're also involved quite a bit in the community in what we call all of the service organizations and fun organizations. I know Pondere Peddlers, Scotchman's Peaks, Wilderness, and your volunteer. You have your hat on from Scotchman's. And Chafe 150?
Yes. Yeah, I've been riding motor support for the Chafe 150. I am a bicyclist, first and foremost. I love mountain biking and road biking. I'm an avid member of the Pondere Peddlers. One of my coworkers at Coldwater Creek was the motor support coordinator for the Chafe when they first started 9 years ago, I believe, 10 years ago, and asked me to come on and ride as the motor support, motor medic, mechanic. And I've been doing that ever since. I'm now the coordinator for the motor support group. We've got about 10 dedicated riders. I get ribbing from some of my friends in the Pondere Peddlers and the Rotary Club. Steve, why don't you come and ride it? And I tell them, I do ride it. You do 150 miles. I do 350 miles. I'm just as tired after the ride as you are. But I think it's a great utilization of my skills. I am a wilderness first responder. I have my wilderness medicine certificate and first aid and CPR. And I'm pretty good bike mechanic, and so I'm able to get out there and provide safety, traffic control, escort for 300 plus bicyclists who are sharing the road and enjoying such a great Grand Fondo ride in
North
Idaho.
And that's coming right up on the 17th of June.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think they're still taking registrations.
Oh, they still are. Yeah, you can definitely still register. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've ridden that a few times.
Wonderful.
Without a motor. But I got to say,
the motor, Chris?
No, I did the 80.
The 80.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's more my style.
The 150 is for people who really train, because you have to finish in, what, 8 hours?
Yeah.
There is a cutoff. The cutoff, I believe, is 8 o'clock p.m. Oh, okay. So we leave at 6 o'clock in the morning. So there is a 14-hour or so time window. We do keep track of the less fast riders and provide them encouragement, bring them water, bring them Gatorade, help them along if they are having any mechanical issues. And there is a SAG wagon. SAG is support and gear. And they'll maybe forward some of the slower riders up to the next rest stop, for instance.
I just want to let everyone know that KRFY is actually participating in the CHAFE 150 this year by being a refreshment station on the 30-miler out at the Pack River store.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right now putting together what we're going to have out there. They always have the Diddy bars from Dubs.
Oh, yes.
These little, and everyone loves those.
Yes.
Very popular. Mm-hmm. We'll have that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have some other refreshments, too, that mm-hmm. people can stop and rest on that 30-miler. I guess probably a lot of families do that one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great beginning ride for people who maybe don't have enough time to train for the 80-miler, the 150-miler. And we will have motor support on all three distances, both the full 150, the 80, and the 30 as well.
Sounds
and
like
they've had some really young kids do that 30-mile ride. I think it's 7 or 8 is what I recall. That's pretty remarkable. 30 miles is still a good chunk to bicycle. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, of course, they get the serious bicyclists come from all around the country to ride the 150. And that does definitely take some training. And actually, the 80 takes some training, too.
There's so many fun things going on in Sandpoint. There's also this weekend on Sunday coming up is the Bay Trail Run.
The
fun
Bay
Run,
Trail,
they
yeah,
call it.
The Ponderay Bay Trail Fun Run. Mm-hmm. And that, with a shout out for that, that's on this Sunday, June 11th. And it's the fourth annual one of those, and that's a really fun time too. You don't have to be a runner. There's a 5K and a 10K. A lot of people just walk it just to show their support for the Ponderay Bay right. Trail, which is just a great resource for the town.
And if you register, there's this great little meal afterwards, compliments of another KRFY underwriter, Trinity restaurant out there.
Yeah, Trinity does a ton for the town.
Yeah, they really do, and they're real involved in the CHAFE 152. But back to the fact that this is the KRFY membership week, and we have our guest listener, Steve Sanchez, and we have our broadcaster, Bernie Mosier.
Who's going to be telling us more. But you know what? We've been talking about bicycles, and I got a tune running through my head here.
What tune is that, Chris?
Well, Queen has the epic song.
And really, Steve's going to introduce this song and dedicate it. So the one way I got all you guys to come in this week for these morning shows is to say you get to dedicate a song and pick a song. So what's your pick, Steve, and who do you dedicate it to?
Well, as Chris said, Queen's great famous bicycle song. I believe it's I Like to Ride My Bicycle. Is that the name of the song?
Well, the official name is Bicycle Race.
Bicycle Race.
Bicycle
yes.
What? Race?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned something. Mm-hmm. I've heard that song in my head so much.
And I'd like to dedicate it to the Ponderay Peddlers, all the member volunteers for the Ponderay Peddlers, to all of the riders and support crews for the CHAFE 150, and also to my beautiful wife, Rebecca, who lets me ride my bike quite a bit and also comes along and brings our kids and lets us ride together now.
Well, that's wonderful. And here it is, Queen Bicycle Race. We'll be right back with more of the KRFY Wednesday morning show. Stay tuned, and here we go. And that was Queen Bicycle Race, dedicated by Steve Sanchez, a KRFY listener and supporter of so many things in our community, dedicated to a whole bunch of things, Ponderay Peddlers, wonderful wife, etc. So that we're back here in the studios live at KRFY. This is the morning show, and with Chris and Susie.
And we're, of course, we're talking about all kinds of stuff going on with our annual membership drive, which is going through Saturday now. Morning shows this week, we're talking to both listeners and some of the other broadcasters that have their programs. And as we get into Friday and Saturday, we're going to have a big, fat open house. People are invited to come up and check out our studio, which is at 323 North First Avenue. That's just one door down from Larson's, or kind of kitty corner to the Cedar Street Bridge, right in the heart of downtown. And you can park at the city parking lot. It's a good place to handle the downtown right now, because it is kind of a, parking's kind of confusing. But if you're out and about, we invite you to come up all day, anytime, during the regular hours on Friday and Saturday, because we're going to have people in the studio. We're going to have local live musicians. We're going to have gift drawings. We're going to be talking with folks from different community organizations. And if you come up and visit us, there's a really good chance we'll let you do a shout out to your friends over the air.
Pick a song, dedicate it. It would be fun. Yeah. And bring your kids. I think you mentioned that. But I just wanted to give a picture of some of the musicians that will be coming in later in the day, starting at 1 o'clock on Friday and on through the evening till 8 o'clock. On Friday, we have Betsy Hammett, Dave Hussey, and Dave Gunter. I call them the Daves. Patrice Webb, Jake Robin, and Matt Donahue. And on Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock, we have Ken McGinnis, Roughshod with Desiree and Fiddlin' Red, Kevin Doran and Friends, the RFB Band, which is Paul Gunter, Elva Street, and Dave Pecha. So lots of good music, too, along with people coming in. Our underwriters will show up, community organizations. It will be a lot of fun. Stop by.
And, of course, what we want to do is convince you that your community radio station is worth supporting, and we'd like you to become a listener member, if you will. And to be a member, you just make a donation. There's no set amount. Any amount at all makes you a member. Really, just listening kind of makes you a member. But of course, this is a 100% community supported. There's no tax money. There's no commercial advertising on KRFY. So we survive strictly on the support of the community, and we need support from our listeners.
There's really three ways that this station exists. It's our listener members who donate and make a donation, our underwriters, and our volunteers. And all of our broadcasters, you and I and Bernie sitting here, are volunteer broadcasters. And it makes a difference. The volunteer aspect of KRFY is very essential.
Yes.
And vital.
And in fact, if you can't make a donation, that's another great way to support the radio station, is by being a volunteer. There's tons of things to do with KRFY. Runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you can imagine the thousands and thousands of volunteer hours that go into making this radio station, it's kind of mind-boggling. But I will say, we get great people. Kind of part of the amazing thing of having a community radio station.
And if you want to become a volunteer, we have periodic, about every quarter of through the year, training. We call it volunteer orientation. And if you want to go on and become a broadcaster, we do a broadcaster training and mentor program.
Yeah.
And it all works. And people have so much fun when they are broadcasters. But you don't have to be a broadcaster to be a volunteer. It's just a lot of fun.
There's a ton of other stuff to do.
Yeah.
And speaking of volunteers and broadcasters, let's talk to Bernie Mosier, who has the earliest show on the docket for us, the earliest local show. It's easy on a Wednesday morning. Bernie, thanks for coming in a little bit later. Of course, you had your show this morning.
I did, Chris. Yeah. Thanks. It's good to be here. It's great to be a part of 88.5 KRFY. And I was here early this morning, and had everything lined up, but unfortunately we weren't on the air, so it's fun to come back into the station and be here. And there was a little glitch, but I had a great time, as Susie says, as a volunteer here at KRFY. I really have a good time and have a lot of fun. And it's great to be here with a listener, other member here, Steve, and listen to him. I do that early morning show, and sometimes you wonder who's out there, you know, and but I actually have got a couple calls early in the morning, and it's like I have a great time doing it and sharing the music here.
I know that probably farmers that are getting up and having that first cup of coffee, it's an absolute great opportunity to listen to KRFY while you're having that cup of coffee on a Wednesday morning. And how, Bernie, did you get involved? What brought you to KRFY? What made you start the process?
You know, I've always been a fan of public radio. In the Bay Area, I used to a long-term member of KPFA, which is a Pacifica station, which we get some of our news programming from. And I love the fact that I could listen to Amy Goodman on KRFY with Democracy Now! And also then I got turned on to Otto's Eclectic Mix, with just a wonderful music mix. And, you know, we just have wonderful programming here, and it's like locally produced from volunteers. And I really have enjoyed and appreciated the public affairs and current events program of the morning show. I mean, the very fact that we get, you know, the local election people to coming in to speak and debate, and that's really a blessing for our community, and I'm really grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Bernie, tell us a little about your show. What are you trying to do with your early Wednesday morning? I mean, we're talking about really early. You start at 5 a.m.?
5 a.m. to 6:30.
To 6:30, so... You got to get up early to hear Bernie. But what's your angle?
You know, the idea was is that I'm up early in the morning, being a farmer. At the moment, I manage a tree farm for the Kootenai-Pondere Sewer District, and so I'm up very early, especially in the summer months. And I like to start my day with a little bit of easy music, you know, trying to make it, as used to be an old 60s song about making the morning last, you know, and I like to do that and have a little contemplation at the start of the day and a little lightness to it. And yeah, and so I thought, what a great, you know, I'm up, so why not come in and play stuff that I love and I'd love to share. So,
and you know, that's the interesting thing about KRFY, because we are on 24 hours. We can broadcast to people that have specific habits and patterns, and there are people that get up really early in the morning, and I'm sure that they appreciate having that local connection. And as you mentioned, you had a couple calls today.
Well, not this morning, no, but I have had, I've been on the air for 6 weeks, I think. Yeah. And so I know there's folks out there listening, and I know I have a lot of friends that listen to the station that may not be members yet. So, you know, you can donate. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, mm-hmm. and you can donate by going to www.krfy.org and hit the donate button.
You could do that right now.
That's right.
Bernie says, make a donation now.
That's right. Or we could hear
Bernie's
the phone
friends.
Ring. Yeah, or we could hear the, that's right. Or we could hear the phone ring at 265-2992. Or you can come up, because the pledge drive starts tomorrow and Saturday.
It's actually Friday and Saturday. But it's really a whole week of celebrating KRFY.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you can come up to the studio and see what we do here and actually become a member and a volunteer. Yeah.
See our palatial offices.
Yes.
they're humble offices. And folks that haven't seen a radio station before, it's very interesting to check it out. You know, I mean, basically it's some computers and some microphones, and there's a lot of activity that goes on around the
And an iTunes library with over 90,000 songs in it, and it's continually growing. People bring in music. Yeah. Jim Healy buys lots of music and puts it in. And so we have this unlimited.
So that's something folks may not know. It's another way, actually, that you can help shape or contribute to your community radio station, is if you have music that you like, you can bring it in, and we add it to our library music here that we can then broadcast. We have an agreement whereby musicians are paid for music that's within our library that gets paid. How does that work? Do you know how that works?
Say that again.
There is actually, we subscribe to a service.
Oh, through ASCAP and BMI.
ASCAP, right.
Right, that's a licensing national group that every quarter we report some of the music that we play. They take that picture from thousands of sources and then they bill out, not to us, because we pay membership fees to those licensing agencies.
Right. But that's actually when we add that music to our library and we do end up playing it. In a way, you support your the musicians you like as well. Not with very much money, but those residuals to musicians whose music gets played over the air on radio stations is part of their livelihood as well.
Right, that's true. And you know, the Eclectic Mix on Autos during the day is a very popular show, I know. And you get to hear music that you wouldn't normally hear on regular commercial airways. And I know a lot of people listen in and appreciate it. So it's a good time to show your appreciation and call in or come and see us Friday and Saturday or go online and donate. And so anyway, it's fun. The library is great. When I first started the show, I was worried that I realized there was a lot of songs in an hour and a half. And it's like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to find all the music? And it's never ending. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really a pleasure to have the library that we do.
Well, Bernie, it's a pleasure having you stop back in. You were here early morning broadcasting and went back to work and came back so that you could tell us about your show and why you are a member of KRFY and a volunteer. And we really super appreciate your new show because it's the newest one. We have a couple new ones coming up starting in July also for the new quarter. But what we want to do now is let you dedicate your song and tell us about your song choice. And I have it queued up. You told me ahead of time.
I did. And thank you, Susie.
Yeah, we have Charlie Parrish waiting in the wings, our board president, to come in and talk a little bit more. But tell us about your song.
Okay, so the song is actually... it titled With God on Our Side. It's a Bob Dylan written song, but it's done by the group Heart Rouge, which is a French Canadian group. And the Bob Dylan's version is a commentary on war. And this French version is a little bit lighter and I find it's a lot more hopeful and inspiring.
And do you want to say the French name for it?
No.
Okay. I'll try. It's called Deo e Nos Cotes. Is that about right?
I think you're right. That's good, Sue.
And here's Bernie's song from Heart Rouge. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. And that was a beautiful song by Heart Rouge, Deo e Nos Cotes, dedicated by one of our broadcasters here live at the morning show. By Bernie Sanders. Sorry. Bernie Mosier. Whoa. I think that name is like... Yeah. Anyways, whatever. So we're back here live in the studios, and Chris?
Well, we have with us now a board member who actually is more than just a board member. He's the president of the KRFY Board of Directors. Of course, we're a nonprofit organization. It's Charlie Parrish. Charlie, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And of course, we got a million things we could talk about, but I thought it'd be interesting for listeners to get a little bit of history. As you've been involved with the radio station since its inception, can you tell us where did KRFY come from?
KRFY came from the mind of Scott Daly. I became involved probably in 2009. I was friends of Sherry Daly, a masseuse in town, and Scott ended up doing some work for me up at Schweitzer. He was a permaculturist, and so I got to know Scott in that manner and found out that one of his goals in life was to get a community radio station started in Sandpoint. And it happened. I still remember... one of the first things I remember about the radio station being live was when, during Democracy Now! And Al Jazeera, we covered Arab Spring. That was December 2010. And so that's something I remember as thinking to myself, wow, I'm glad we're on the air. Mm-hmm. A little bit later, in August of 2011, Scott Daly passed, and I saw him the evening that he passed, and he handed the baton to me, and I've been trying to carry it ever since. Mm-hmm. So that's my memories of the early years.
You know, that's the radio station really exists as kind of a legacy to Scott and all the work he put in. Of course, right. he didn't do it by himself. He had other folks that were helping along, you among them. But
his energy was there.
His
always.
Energy. He was the spark, and it always takes that spark to make things happen. In this community, we have so many sparks because we have so many good works that are being carried out by different organizations and people that drive things to become real.
I'll add a little bit about remembering Scott Daly. I worked at the Waldorf School, and Scott's children go there. And he came up one day, was on the sidewalk, and he said, "Susie, you got to get involved. We're going to have a community radio station." And this is way before 2010, probably when you first got involved, too. I said, "What's that?" And he told me all about it. He was so excited. And I said, "Well, what is it going to take?" He said, "Lots of money." And I said, "So you're going to go out and find lots of money?" And he said, "Yeah, help me." And so, you know, we stayed in touch about that. And then I got inspired to become a broadcaster at some point in time and got involved. But it was after Scott's passing. But yeah, you're right. You know, we're carrying on a thought, but what a great thought he had. And so we have to really thank him for sparking this organization. Yes. And this endeavor.
I'm going to tell another little story on Scott. My day job is at Sandpoint Magazine. And he wrote what I think is at the end of the magazine, we have a one-page essay. It's about life in Sandpoint, living in Sandpoint. And he wrote the most affecting essay we ever ran so far about seeing the old rope swing over Sand Creek for many years and never having the guts to go out and do that rope swing. As you recall, it was on a cottonwood tree, and it was there'd always be a gang of kids there, and you know, the daring ones would be going off and jumping off it and so on. And after he had his diagnosis, he said, I'm going to do the rope swing. And he went with his daughter. And he wrote about that experience. And at that time, he was still hopeful that the cancer would be going to remission. But it's really a wonderful thing. And in fact, I think it was summer of 2010, maybe, that we ran that essay. Again, Scott was the spark behind the radio station. It's come to wonderful fruition. So Charlie, the radio station today, you're the president of the board of directors. Tell us a little bit about how we're organized.
I'm not sure if we are that organized, but we have a wonderful board of directors now. It has evolved over the years. One of the strong things we also have is a very good station manager in Susie Prez. And it took me 2 years, but I finally got Chris Bessler on the board. So that was a coup for me. And the two Julies, Jim Healy, who now has an office outside the radio station. So I've ensconced him here to make sure everything runs smoothly.
Right across the hall.
Right across the hall.
From the radio
station.
There's
a method to my madness. So we have just a wonderful group.
And Jean Girth, who was here yesterday for the morning show.
Right, Jean was here yesterday, and she's always got great ideas for us and keeps us on our toes.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as volunteers. All the board members, of course, they put in their time as volunteers. I should mention, Susie, we have two part-time staff. Between the two of them, it might add up to one full-time position to run a radio station that's on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's pretty remarkable. But when you're behind the microphone, Susie, people should know, you're not there a station manager. You're a broadcaster. You're adding to your workday with volunteer hours.
Absolutely. And that's what it really does take is, I always think of it as a dedication. Gene and I were driving out to Hope, and we were talking about what kind of person does nonprofit work in general. Nonprofit work, there's no big, gigantic amounts of money, especially in our community. But we do it because we have a vision. We have a way of looking at our community that I see this radio station as being vital to, as we, especially as we move forward, to having a link to what's going on and just the voices of our people in our community. I have a dream of someday having a show with high school students. You know, what are they talking about? What kind of music do they want to listen to?
And that's what's more than a dream. We're actually trying to get
there.
Yeah,
we're working.
It takes a lot of organizational oomph to
it takes a lot of volunteers because they can't be here by themselves. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to have a dedicated volunteer that would hold them and teach them and bring them in and work with them. You know, we had a student, eighth grade student from the Waldorf School, did an internship this year, and he really took it up and learned. And I think he'll be back when he's in high school because he said, "I want to continue this." Mm-hmm. He loved broadcasting. So,
and you know, it, for students, they would apply so many of the things they learn in school when you're behind the microphone. So if there is anybody listening out there, we're looking for volunteers to help get this off the ground. And if you have a passion for working with young people and you think that would be an asset to our local community radio station, get a hold of Susie Prez. And you can do that at through our website, www.krfy.org. Or, of course, you could always call us at 265-2992. We'd love to hear from you and help us get that little dream that we can make it happen as we see dreams happen around here.
That's right. And as we were talking about, it's our listeners, it's our members, it's our volunteers, it's our underwriters. Do we want to shout out to any of our underwriters?
Well, I want to do a shout out to the folks that are listening that are not yet members, have never donated to KRFY. So another great way to support us. Not everybody can be a volunteer. Not everybody has the disposable time to do that. But if you're listening and you want to support community radio station for the Panhandle, for Sandpoint, the greater Sandpoint area, we'd love you to make a donation. And you can do that through our website, krfy.org.
You can do that right now. In fact, when we're done with this broadcast, I'm going to run to my computer and see if anyone made a donation this morning.
Yeah. Or, of course, you could also call us at 265-2992. If we don't pick up, we'll call you back. Or on Friday and Saturday, we're having our live open house here at our studios, 323 North 1st Avenue, right downtown. And you can come in, check us out, see if we're for real. We have interviews with people from different community organizations. We have live local musicians playing. We have gift drawings throughout the day. People will be on the microphone. If you come in, you'll be able to give a shout out to your friends over the radio station. We'd really like to have people doing that.
You might even be able to pick a song and dedicate it to someone. Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Right on the radio, your voice over the airwaves.
Making a dedication. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
We really are having a lead up to our membership drive by celebrating on the morning show this week. And tomorrow on the Thursday edition of the morning show with Jack and Jim, we have a volunteer and she's also a part-time broadcaster, Carrie Logan, and board member Julie Przinski, and broadcaster Mike Bauer, who broadcasts the 70s and 80s decade show. And someone mentioned yesterday how much they like that show. I think it was Gene. And, you know, one of the things we haven't talked a lot about, but our program schedule is pretty awesome. We have quite a few local broadcasters. We had Val McQueen of Fun on for Hump Day Cafe yesterday. We have Jason Munsky with Americana Backroads, Jim Healy with The Folk Show, Jack Peterson with the local Norwester show on Tuesday and Friday nights. What else do you listen to, Steve Sanchez?
Oh, boy, I love the Grateful Dead Hour. That's one of my favorite. And then there's a reggae hour Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
I believe.
That's the KRFY reggae show.
Yes.
That's on at 1 o'clock.
Yes. I enjoy those shows. But I try to listen to all the different radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you have it on quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have it on at my house lately. I've decided to not just listen in the car. And I go, that's a good show. There's also ones that we bring in from Pacifica, our affiliate, and that's Letters in Politics at 5 o'clock every evening, except on Friday night we have Economic Updates, which Velma said is one of her favorite shows. She's been educated about economics by his name is Wolf something. I don't know what his name is. But also in the morning, Democracy Now! And Sprouts, Talk Nation Radio. Charlie, what are some of your favorite shows?
Democracy Now! is the all-time, I think.
It's
but,
your hook,
I
right?
love our morning shows. That I think is really the key to our station.
And I want to ask Chris real quick, and then it's just about time for us to, oh my gosh. No.
Okay, my favorite show. I like the morning shows, Democracy Now!, I got to go with those. But Exploration, which plays on Tuesdays at, I think, 6 with Michio Kaku. It's a science amazing. Show. It's just amazing stuff. And he's a really good interviewer, too. Right. I listen to him and think, I wish I could do some of that.
So we just have a second. Charlie, you need to dedicate your song. You picked a song, Charlie Parrish. What is your song and who is it to?
This is dedicated to Scott and Sherry Daly. It's Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull. Originally February 1972. So here we are 45 years later. The full version is 54 minutes, but we can't play it all today. But yeah. Scott and Sherry Daly.
Thank you for your dedication, Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. We hope you have a beautiful day. Tune in tomorrow for the morning show.